Continuing with our series of Asma'ul Husna, or the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we're looking at each of the attributes so that we may be able to understand its meaning, the theoethics. We may be able to apply it to our lives, the psychoethics, and then know whether the application has worked through its reflection towards others, which is the socioethics of the name. We've been looking at the ayah of Quran, ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ اِدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ اِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. Whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. And it stems from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when he said, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah. Instill in yourself these names, the qualities of these names, so that we are truly able to say to ourselves that we are the abd of Allah. Today we will look at the name or the ism of Allah, which is Al-Muqtadir. And it actually carries forth from yesterday when we talked about Al-Qadir, the all-powerful, because Al-Muqtadir is a superlative of Al-Qadir, basically which enhances the prestige and the awe which is inspired by Al-Qadir. In essence, Al-Muqtadir controls everything through his might, which encompasses all his creation. He is the one who creates the power and has the total control over all power. It is He, Al-Muqtadir, who is the helper of the well-intentioned, who serve for His sake, giving them ease, wisdom, patience, perseverance and strength. It is Al-Muqtadir who increases the heedlessness, the futile ambitions and pleasures, and the confidence in the tyrants. He manifests His name, Al-Muqtadir, over all creation. So in essence, if we think of Al-Qadir as all-powerful, Al-Muqtadir is the manifestation of that power in creation. The greater the perfection of the actions of the human being to strive to get towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greater the perfection of the motivations, the intentions, the greater the empowerment that comes from Al-Muqtadir. Let me give an example. When Hannah gives birth to Sayyidah Maryam, she makes a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to dedicate her to the house of Allah and not to do anything for her. So she leaves her in the corner of the temple. Prophet Zachariah demands to look after the child. Everyone requests to do the same. A dispute arises, and it was the custom that each party in a dispute would throw a stick in the water, and the one whose stick floated was deemed to prevail. And it happened that Prophet Zachariah was the one whose stick floated, and therefore his wish prevailed. And they said, he has the right. So now every day Prophet Zachariah brings food to this child and finds the same match of it in the corner of the temple. And so he says, Maryam, I am in charge of you. Where did you get this? And she says, whenever I feel the need of food, whatever I request, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His bounty and compassion sends it to me. Whoever relies in Him, his trust is not in vain. And Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, since you give every person his need, I also have a desire. Grant me a son who shall be your friend, who without my prompting shall consort with you and be occupied with obedience to you. And Allah gives him Prophet Yahya, known as John the Baptist in other religions, into being after his father is old and hoarse and bent and feeble. His mother too had not borne any children when she was young, but in her later ages she was able to have a child. This is the power of Al-Muqtadir, the power or spiritual energy which comes after having submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are very many means to attain this power. First, like I said, by perfecting our intentions and our actions. Dua, salah is another means to attaining this power from Al-Muqtadir. Abdul Muqtadir, therefore, is one who benefits from the Nur, the Rahmah, the guidance that the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet provides. If you make a habit of reciting Al-Muqtadir 744 times when you wake up in the morning, then your memory will get sharper. The affairs of the day will be solved in the best of ways with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.